Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 76 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the soul-tripping, yippee-skipping creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and, of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. I'm laughing because I say that every episode. If this is the first episode you've ever heard, yes, I'm a little bit kooky. I'm a little bit out there. So if you like that, stick around. If you don't, bye-bye. Thanks for visiting. And today, I would like to kick things off by reading a quote from one of my favorite people, Robert Ojeda, and it goes like this. You have to pay attention because it's complex. Okay, we must understand that liminality, a period of being in between, is essential to the revitalization of life and the transformation of fate into destiny. It's the bridge without which we couldn't transition from one mode of consciousness to a new one or one way of life to another. See, I told you it's a little complicated coming off my giggly self here. So let's read that one more time faster. We must understand that liminality, a period of being in between, is essential to the revitalization of life and the transformation of fate into destiny. It's the bridge without which we couldn't transition from one mode of consciousness to a new one or one way of life to another. And that's by Robert Ojeda. I did another Book Nerd Weekly. I did another Book Nerd Weekly post yesterday. I do one every single Monday because I am a kooky book nerd. I can't stop talking about my favorite books. I've got quite a few decades now under my belt of book nerdhood, and I love to talk about them. So I created a special regular Monday post where I could push my favorites onto y'all and share some of my favorite quotes. So this last one was Robert Ojeda's Transforming Fate into Destiny. And he also has a kick-ass podcast called Soul Connections that I love to listen to. Every Monday is free. Every Thursday is not. Although I think it is free if you listen every Thursday live, but then after that it goes into an archive that you have to pay for. And I'm telling you all this because Robert Ojeda is a badass. As Ashley Caroline knows, I keep mentioning him, and she posted a comment on my Facebook page last week going, "Oh my God, you're so right." I went and looked up Robert Ojeda, and he's awesome, and he is awesome. So that is the quote that got me thinking about today's subject and made me want to do a whole show around it, really, about this idea of liminality. So liminality, L-I-M-I-N-A-L-I-T-Y, liminality is a period of being in between. It's the in-between times, a time of transition. It's a transition period. So if you want to consider the wheel of the year as an example, we're in a kind of liminal period right now. We've got 1 foot in summer and 1 foot in fall, and we're in this groovy, not really summer, still not quite autumn thing in between time right now. And we're also coming up on the time of the dark moon, which is considered a time of liminality, and that's when the last moon phase that we just experienced comes to a close and all is dark and still until the next phase begins with the new moon, and we start the cycle all over again. So witchy people often like to use these times for practicing magic, for doing some banishing work, for example. That's a really popular thing to do. I often just like to rest, take a breather, do some integration work maybe. But I think that it's also important to just consider them as a metaphor for the phases that we go through in our own lives. That's what I enjoy the most out of working with the Wheel of the Year. I just like it as this really cool metaphor for what's going on in our own lives. So working with and being connected to nature's cycles, it can be a comfort to us for so many reasons, not the least of which is that it gives us hope and understanding. It shows us that there is a bigger picture at play, a larger scope to things, and that all phases eventually end, which is good news if you're in a phase that you're not particularly enjoying. All phases eventually end, and they cycle through to the next phase, like clockwork, like nature. And that, my friends, is a relief. For those of us, like I just said, who might be experiencing a phase that they're not enjoying, or for someone who's feeling stuck, so to speak, in a liminal phase and feeling like it might last forever. And as I just said, it won't last forever, and that feeling of being stuck is just that. It's just a feeling. It's not real, because things change. In fact, the only constant in life is change. I'm sure you've heard that before, but it's true if you think about it. So there's no need to hold yourself even longer than need be in a phase that you don't enjoy by declaring yourself being stuck. I think in saying that you're stuck, you're making yourself stuck. So stop doing that. Don't call yourself stuck. Don't say it. It's just another dark moon phase, and a new moon is sure to follow. So that's a whole lot of metaphor there, so maybe we should just bring it down to the ground here. So in our everyday mundane lives, this might show up as being in between jobs, or in between homes, or in between lovers. And us humans, we tend to hate that. We don't like those in-between times, those liminal periods. That's just a fancy word for being in between. And times like these, they really require a lot of grace and a lot of patience, because it can be a humbling experience, especially when we go to explain what it is we are doing with our lives to other people, because a lot of us feel like we always have to be doing something with our lives, especially when other people ask us what we're doing with our lives. We don't want to be like, well, I'm in between jobs right now. It makes us feel awkward. It makes the other person feel awkward. But maybe that's okay. Maybe you're just supposed to hang with the awkwardness for a moment. And liminal periods, they're not even about doing. So asking what you're doing with your life isn't even applicable to a liminal period, because they're not about doing. They're about being. They're just about being with what is. And that is something that many of us have a hard time doing. We are doers. If we are not doing, many of us, we start to feel kind of lost and confused. It's like this addiction to doing. The doing keeps us distracted. It keeps us busy and creates a sense of safety almost, or an identity. Like, if we are not doing, who are we? If I do not have a job, who am I? If I'm not in a relationship, if I'm homeless, who am I? If I'm sleeping on my mother's couch. all liminal periods. And being, as opposed to doing, I would just like to add, really, it's not about doing nothing. That's just what it looks like on the surface. But plenty is happening below the surface, below your conscious mind and doing. So integration is occurring down there in your subconscious, in the deeper layers of who you are. integration is happening. You're processing things, processing what you just went through, recharging and reorganizing. So a lot is happening below. It just looks like nothing's going on. And it reminds me of what I was saying a few weeks ago about the restorative yoga pose, Savasana, or corpse pose, that is traditionally done at the end of a yoga session. That pose allows us to integrate all of the work that came before, and liminal periods in our lives allow us to do the same. So I think that personal relationships are the perfect way to examine this, although, like I said, it applies to all areas of life. But let's just look at it from this perspective first. So we all know people who can't leave one relationship until they have another one lined up. They almost piggyback one relationship on top of another. And I used to do that, by the way, 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 way back in the day. I haven't done that in a really long time. But I understand the need to do that. Even though I don't think it's fair to either one of the people you're in relationship with or to yourself, because you have no time in between to be alone. And maybe you are one of those people, and no judgment on you, because like I said, I have been there. But one of the best things I ever did for myself, I'll just tell you a quick little story. I guess I hadn't been in very many relationships in my life because I married the man I lost my virginity to in high school. TMI, but now you know. So I was with him all through high school. We got married. I had a baby. And then I just kind of, as, you know, we were getting divorced, I was in just like a series of relationships. And I ended up with a guy that, and we even lived together briefly, that was very sweet, very kind, loved my kid. My kid loved him. My kid was Tanner. He was very, very young at the time. It didn't have any language, but this guy had the ability to make a bond with him, which I thought was very sweet. But the problem was I wasn't in love with him, like at all. And I started picking on him and being mean to him because I wasn't in love. And I was very, very young. And so I made a decision to be alone, and that was one of, and I still will say it, one of the best times in my life was just, even though there were a lot of hard times involved, it was so great spending a couple of years not being in a relationship. I learned so much about myself, and I had full control over the remote control and what was for dinner and all that, which was also just a lovely bonus. But if you don't spend any time alone, you don't really get to know yourself. So it's good to have those in-between relationships times so that when the next person comes along, they're the right person for you, which really isn't what this show is about. I just wanted to tell a little story that lets you know I've been there, and I'm not judging you if you're one of those people that likes to stack relationships up on top of each other because you're afraid maybe to be alone. You're afraid of the liminal time being in between relationships. So whether you're in between lovers or you're in between jobs or homes or maybe periods of health and illness or injury that takes you out of the game for a while could be considered a time of liminality. There are things that you can do to really rock this in-between time and make the most of it instead of begrudging it or being ashamed of it, you know, or whatever, drinking your way through it, however people deal with those times. And the first thing I would say is to just enjoy it. Enjoy the not knowing. Get into a state of wonder and enjoy the possibilities, because the in-between times are a time of pure potentiality, as Deepak Chopra might say. Pure potentiality. I love that. Sounds like something that, like, I don't know, a munchkin fairy wizard would say, pure potentiality. I'm in a really, this is such a funny contrast to last week's show where I was crying and I was supposed to be talking about pleasure. And here I'm talking about something that so many of us consider a misery, and I'm giggling my way through it and talking about pure potentiality. But you can enjoy these times. They don't have to be miserable, these in-between. I'm in between jobs. Like, that is something that so many people dread saying. But think about it from this perspective. You're in between jobs. That means your next job could be totally amazing. It's a mystery. You don't know what lies before you. And so the possibilities are there for something really awesome to happen. And so I'd say enjoy that. Get into alignment with that. If you believe in the law of attraction, get into alignment with – sorry, my phone just rang at me and it made me lose my train of thought. But get into alignment with the good possibilities and get excited for what could happen and enjoy this time of not knowing. And the next thing I would recommend is practicing a bit of faith. Have some faith in yourself. Have some faith in the universe, your guides, a higher power. Have faith that you will be taken care of. Don't try to force yourself into the next situation. Trust. This is the perfect opportunity to practice trust. Trust that the next step for you, the next love, the next job, the next home, the next phase will be the perfect next step for your development and that it will arrive in its own divine timing. It's a bit of a cliche. I know it's a cliche. I know you've heard this a million times. So I'll just briefly say it reminds me of, you know, a butterfly in a cocoon. I'm sure you've heard the story. Some people tell it from, like, the first-person perspective because it makes it more compelling, but it's a story that goes around a lot about how, you know, the kid is excited. He's got a cocoon with the butterfly in it, and he wants the butterfly to come out. He's trying to get to the next phase, and so he ends up forcing open the cocoon, and it's just a bunch of goo inside because he didn't let the caterpillar have its phase of liminality. He tried to rush it. He tried to push it to the next phase, and he got a pile of goo. And there will be no butterfly because he tried to force it. Which brings me to my next suggestion, and that is to enjoy the cocoon. Enjoy being in the cocoon. Cocoons are cozy. They're comfy. So rest. Chill the fuck out. Take a breather. Life has, for whatever reason, even if it's come to you as the result of an injury, it's given you the opportunity to rest. So you might as well take advantage of it and chillax, go with the flow. Trust that this time has been given to you for a reason. Someone is blowing up my phone. I need to hide this under the couch because I can hear it. I have the volume all the way down, but I can still hear it bobbling at me there. Here, hide it for myself. All right. Chillax. Another way to take advantage of this time is to do a bit of housekeeping. So, you know, if you must get into the doing, or if you have chillaxed and chillaxed and chillaxed, and you're still in this period of liminality, maybe there's something further that you need to do. So another thing that you can do, like I said, is some housekeeping. So ask yourself, what loose ends can you tie up before the next phase begins? Do you have some unfinished business that you can finish now? What kind of decluttering can you do so that when it's time to step into that new experience, you can do so with a fresh start? So what cobwebs need clearing away? And I mean that in a metaphorical way. Maybe it's in a literal way. I don't know. What old photos or clothes or plans or expectations need throwing out? Toss them. And I think, you know, plans and expectations, they can grow stale. And sometimes we get so attached to them, but maybe, you know, with the ending of that job or the ending of that that relationship, maybe those plans and those expectations, maybe it's time for those also to come to an end. Maybe they've run their course and it's time for some new plans and some new expectations, and it's time to maybe let those go. Let them go. Let it go. Let it go. That's not even how the song goes, but I know that you know. Let it go. Okay, you could also do a bit of inquiry. What lessons did you learn from this last relationship or job? In fact, this might be the most important thing that you can do during the phase. Ask yourself what lessons you learned. and integrate the lessons. And that doesn't just mean the hard-earned lessons. I think that's what I always think of when I think about lessons. It's like, oh, I learned that lesson. But you don't only learn lessons from struggle or conflict. So remember, some lessons are learned joyfully. Learning what you like and want more of is a lesson too. So maybe it would be a good idea to just make a nice long list of the things that you learned from the previous phase, good or bad, hard or fun, and just write them down. Write down all the lessons you've learned, and that's a way to do a bit of doing when you're being. So to take advantage of this time of liminality and integration and processing, you can do a bit of integration and processing, you know, with a pen and a piece of paper. And then maybe you can have a bit of fun with magic while you're at it. Maybe you can take advantage of this time to let the law of attraction sort out the next phase for you. So you can take that list you made of all the lessons you've learned and meditate on it for a while before making two new lists. I like making lists, don't you? There's just something so comforting about it. I think it lends us a sense of control, even if all we have control of in the moment is that piece of paper and that pen. There's something about it that's comforting. And those of us who practice magic know that there is more to it than that. Making a list is a creative act. So here's what I would say to do next. Make two lists based on the lessons that you've learned from the previous phase. Making one list of all the things you experienced during this last phase that you never want to experience again. And then another list listing all of the things that you enjoyed about this last phase that you would like to experience more of in the next phase. And then from there, if you want, you can get even more creative and maybe design a little ritual around releasing the things you no longer wish to experience. You might want to burn that list and say a little prayer of thanks for those lessons learned and declare them as being integrated. I now declare these lessons integrated and let the universe know, I got this. I learned that lesson. And I am a person that believes that the universe will keep bringing lessons back around to you until you learn them. I think Oprah Winfrey learned this from Maya Angelou, but she'll say, you know, to learn a lesson first, the universe, it'll like hit you with a little pebble. Then it'll hit you with a rock. If you're still not getting the message, it'll hit you with a bigger rock and a bigger rock. If you're still not getting it, it'll finally just drop a big old boulder on your head until you learn the lesson. So take some time, learn the lesson. Integrate it. Make it a part of who you are so you don't repeat those mistakes and you don't have to learn those lessons over again. And then you can do the same. You know, I was talking about burning the list and making a declaration that the lesson is learned. Then you can do the same, but the opposite, with the list of things that you would like to experience more of. So you might bury it in the backyard as an act of symbolism. Maybe, you know, plant some seeds over it that you can nurture and watch grow. Or you could just fold it up and keep it in your wallet or the back of your underwear drawer or whatever. you might want to keep it because you're keeping the things that you want to experience more of. The point is just to give this period meaning through symbolic action and to recognize it as being just as important as any time of activity and of doing. These liminal periods are just as important, and they serve a purpose. The word liminal, FYI, it comes from the Latin word that I'm probably going to mispronounce because I don't speak Latin. I want to say limen or lemon, limen, which means threshold. And when I hear the word threshold, the first thing that springs to mind is the well-known tradition of a man carrying his new bride over the threshold of their new home. And it's a little bit outdated now, that tradition. Our lives aren't quite so cut and dry when it comes to marriage anymore because so many of us live together first and have sex before we get married. And but I do appreciate the metaphor. And, you know, and I think it's one of the last rituals when I think about it, because ours is a culture that is growing increasingly devoid of rituals. And there's hardly any rituals anymore. We have our graduation ceremonies. We have our marriages. We have our wedding ceremonies. We have our funerals. But previous cultures, traditional cultures, indigenous cultures all around the world, they had many, many more rituals. And having a lack of rituals in our lives, it's not so great for us. Ritual is important. It helps us to process our lives and move forward confidently into the future. And group rituals are even better, especially for really hard, tough transitional periods, you know, for liminal periods, maybe when you're transitioning from, you know, one age to another. Maybe I love croning ceremonies, for example. That's scary for women to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going through menopause. I'm leaving menopause. I'm an old lady now. What does that mean? Who am I? Who am I as an old lady? It's so wonderful that people are gathering around now and having these croning ceremonies where they honor these women and give them crowns and say wonderful things about them and help them through that process. Even just talking about it gets me choked up. And to me, that just says there's meaning there. There's power there. And when rituals, they help us through these liminal periods. And that is why I think so many people are looking into neo-paganism now or taking up the wheel of the year. It's why working with the phases of the moon can be so helpful in terms of giving our lives a sense of structure that feels natural and sustaining. We get to explore the entire gamut of life's phases in the course of 1 year and it's changing seasons, or 1 month and it's changing phases of the moon, which then echo back at us the changing phases of our own lives. And as I said, there's comfort in that. And that's one of the things that I wanted to be sure to work in to the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year program. I wanted to insert lots of rituals and crafts and, you know, journal prompts and techniques for processing the different transitions and phases of our lives, so that by the end of that year and a day, if you do the program as an entire year and a day, you have this awesome toolbox of goodies to help when you find yourself, you know, going through a tough or challenging time. You know, when you're going through a liminal period, you can be like, oh, I remember when we did that processing exercise or whatever. You know, you can reach back into that toolbox and it can serve you all year long. The different turns of the wheel, it's just a metaphor. It doesn't necessarily mean that your life is moving exactly with the turns of the wheel. It's just a metaphor. But, you know, what's going on now? We are still, for example, in the phase of autumn transition, and that module is still up for sale. If you want to do some exploring around that, please do. It is only $20, and it gives you lots of food for thought about what transitioning into autumn might look like for you and the kind of work you can do now to make that transition a smooth one. So if that interests you, you can easily find it at www.psychospiritualwheeloftheyear.com. You can sign up there. I will send you the module in your email, and then you can join in the private Facebook group discussion. And then I'm really excited. What I think kind of ties into all of this is I'm going to have my friend Don Champagne on the show in a couple of weeks again to talk about a new transition she just made. And she has been in this kind of liminal period now for a couple of months because she's been transitioning her business from Miss Bliss to the Goddess Diaries. And you guys are going to flip out when you see all the stuff that she's doing with the Goddess Diaries. I'm very excited about that. She is an expert on the phases of the moon and goddesses and how all those things tie in together. And I'm sure she would have a lot to say about the liminal phase of the moon, for example. But I'm going to have her on the show, and I'm excited because I have a guest, and she's one of my best friends and somebody I really admire and adore, and I'm over the moon, and no pun intended, excited about this new this new project she has, this new business, I guess. It's a relaunch of her business, The Goddess Diaries. So stay tuned for that. And I will be back here alone by my little self next Tuesday at noon, like I always am. And in the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful week. Much love. Peace.